Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Proverbs 31 Women podcast. I am recording again and I'm so excited to be back. A lot of things have happened since I last recorded a podcast. I taught at an event last weekend and it was amazing. Shout out to all the girls that went, and the Proverbs 31 Women ministry is expanding, and I'm so excited that I was able to go to Shaker Heights in Cleveland to speak at an amazing church with an amazing team, and just how Pastor Santora and Pastor Shelton and Miss Falana Banks, the love and support I received from all of you, I truly appreciate it. Like I said, so much has happened, but so many beautiful things. The girls that were there, I truly was blessed to minister to and share my heart with them. And this past Friday, I led small group for our young adults ministry at, in Lorain at my church, Momentum. And it was such a great experience to teach about the Holy Spirit. So awesome things happen these past couple weeks, but I am ready to start a new series on this podcast. The last series I had was Table for One, and that was in February, so that was a while ago, and that was the season, talking about singleness and love and purity. But I really had it on my heart to have a series over Proverbs 31, and you know, that is the title of this podcast, the Proverbs 31 Women. And what better thing to do than make a whole series about Proverbs 31 and why I chose this as the name of my podcast and the significance of it in our lives as women. So we're going to be diving into Proverbs chapter 31. So if you have your Bibles, please open it up. I'm going to be reading out of the NLT version. That version is just so much easier for me to understand, and I love it. But, you know, before we dive into scripture, I love to get context, about who's talking, who wrote this, or just, you know, background information in general, because I feel like it helps me understand why it was written, what's the significance of it, you know, and it's good to do your research instead of just assuming things. Okay, so here we go. Proverbs chapter 31. Now, the question is, who was King Lemuel? Because if you look at in the beginning of it, it says the sayings of King Lemuel. And then it says, the sayings of King Lemuel contain the message which his mother taught him. And I'm like, who was King Lemuel? I'm like, this is not King, you know, Proverbs in general, you have an idea of who wrote it, but, you know, I never, before this chapter, or, in Proverbs, I don't ever remember seeing King Lemuel. I might be wrong, but I did some research, and it says that, the sayings of King Lemuel is an inspired utterance his mother taught him. So, as he was growing up, his mother gave him some advice, which later the advice that he did received formulated into Proverbs 31, in poetic form. So, and it also says, which is awesome, because I was just reading about the Holy Spirit, it says, the whole process was supervised by the Holy Spirit, and the result was an inspired utterance. Holy Scripture. So the reference of that is 2 Peter, verse 1 through 20. Or chapter 1, verse 21. Okay, and then it says, based on the one passage attributed to Lemuel, we know that Lemuel was a king, he had a wise mother, and he wrote some poetry. Many people believe that it actually was King Solomon, so, that would mean that the mother would be Bathsheba. Or, you know, they say that, it's kind of like Lemuel, the reason why they think it's Solomon means it could be, a nickname for him. like a tender, like a tender address. Or another theory is that King Lemuel is actually King Hezekiah. Or the third theory is that Lemuel and his mother are fictional characters created by Solomon of an ideal king and queen mother. So, you know, we technically don't know for sure, but I thought it was interesting to give you guys some background about the characters and why this was even spoken. So, you know, this is amazing to read what a mom wants to tell her son. Like, wow. Like, one day I want to look back on my legacy to my sons. I'm believing God that I will have sons and daughters. I want a lot of kids. I just love kids. One day when I'm married and that time comes. But I want to look back on my life and my legacy and how I impacted my sons and how they're able to take my advice, inspired by the Holy Spirit, and run with it. And, you know, allow God to help them, you know, practice it in their lives. And so it says, Proverbs chapter 31, we're going to start. Oh, my son, O son of my womb, O son of my vows, do not waste your strength on women, on those who ruin kings. I thought it was going to be kingdoms, but it's kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, to guzzle wine. Rulers should not crave alcohol. For if they drink, they may forget the law and not give justice to the oppressed. Alcohol is for the dying and wine for those in bitter distress. Let them drink to forget their poverty and remember their troubles no more. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless and see that they get justice. Okay, mama, she is preaching. Oh, you hear that voice crack at the end? Okay, you know. Yeah, mama's preaching. Anyways, now the next section is going to be the bulk of what we're going to focus on. But before that, I kind of used to just skip the beginning of Proverbs 31. Yeah, I practically skipped it until today. I think there's only one other time that I read it and I didn't really understand it. But that's why you have to research and look up and see the context. Anyways, the next section is titled A Wife of Noble Character. So this is the kind of woman that King Lemuel's mom is, you know, referencing for him to search for. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant ship, bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plans the day's work for her servant girls. She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread. Her fingers. Oh, Lord, please help me with my words. Okay. You guys, I just love this passage so much, and I don't want to mess it up anymore, so please forgive me and just laugh along with me as we continue reading. Okay. Her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. You guys, did you hear that? One verse spoke, shined on me. Shined. Okay, we need to go back to it. Now, I've read this passage I don't know how many times, but today, reading this, ooh, I want my husband to say this about me. Verse 29. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. You guys, what? Woo! I don't know about you, but I want my future husband to say that about me. I want him to be oh my gosh, everything I thought of or what I, in the past I experienced, you surpassed everyone and everything I could ever dream of, because I know that it's God's will that you're in my life and we're gonna start this new journey together. How beautiful. How beautiful is God that he writes things inspires people to write things like that to remind us of what we need to become through him. And how he views us. And God wants to work on our hearts to be the Proverbs 31 women. And woman, or I should say. But how beautiful is that we have this passage to lean on to serve as a blueprint of who we want to be. And I'm so excited for this series, because we're going to dive more into certain scriptures that really speak to me. But not only me, I'm going to be having some guest speakers throughout this series. I actually recorded one episode with one of my friends, and it was hilarious because we had to record three different times because I kept laughing. My problem is that if I know that person really well, I don't know, I just lose it and I start laughing, so... But anyways, be on the lookout for, new episodes coming up every week. And we're going to dive into why this podcast is called the Proverbs 31 Women. Throughout this series, you're going to find out episode by episode, each episode, I should say, why it's called that in the first place. But read this passage on your own again. And really highlight the ones that God is speaking to you about. And, maybe write them on note cards and look at it every day and memorize it. So you can start working on those qualities or virtues that you really want to start, strengthening in your life. I know for me, I have a poster board in my room that I can see every day of some of my favorite passages. Favorite scriptures from Proverbs 31. And I know personally for me, in a season of diligence, when I had two jobs and was in college full-time, Proverbs 31 verse 17, she's energetic and strong, a hard worker. There is a scripture in this passage for literally every season in your life. And I hope that you can find comfort and your identity and sense of worth through this passage that truly was inspired by the Holy Spirit and still is today. So, before we end this podcast episode, I want to pray out and just ask God to really illuminate your eyes and your ears to what he wants to say and show you. So, Father God, I just thank you for whoever is listening to this podcast right now. They are so loved. They are so treasured. And I pray that they would know that and dive deep into your word and discover more of who you are in their lives. Illuminate this beautiful passage to them. And Lord, create new depths in their relationship with you and a profound love for who you are and who their identity is through you, in Jesus' name. All right, you guys, be blessed. It's going to be an amazing week. And let's go forth with joy and just enthusiasm, knowing that God is going to equip us for everything we will face this week and for the rest of our lives. All right, in Jesus' name, you are so loved. Oh my gosh, what was I going to say? Stay tuned for the next few podcast episodes, because this is the start of the Proverbs 31 series. Don't miss out. Keep up with my updates. Follow me on Instagram at p.31women. All right, you guys. Bye.